Dr. Dubin. Hello, my friend, and welcome again to a few moments of fellowship together as we once again look into the eternal Word of God. For the Lord has told us, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And so, beloved, we're looking into these truths, considering the spiritual warfare that every child of God encounters, and the victory that we can have through our Lord Jesus Christ. We've discussed the war, we've discussed the enemies, the three enemies, the world system, the flesh with indwelling sin, Satan and his demonic powers, and now we're talking about victory that we can have through the spiritual authority that the believer has been given by the Lord Jesus Christ. This principle of authority to stand in righteousness against the forces of evil, the powers of darkness, and the demons of Satan. And presently, we're talking about the spiritual weapons we have with which to fight the enemy. Again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 is where we're beginning our study today. And by the way, this is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast. And we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now hold your place here. We're talking about the flesh, which has indwelling sin. And if you'll turn with me to Romans chapter 7 again, we'll look briefly once more at this amazing truth that so many Christians have never come to the understanding of. All Christians know that they have a struggle in the flesh, as verse 14 says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin." The word carnal means centered around the flesh, sold under sin. "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I." Now every child of God has experienced that strange battle and conflict, determining to do one thing and winding up doing something that you hate and know is wrong. Verse 16 of Romans 7, "If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good." He says, I'm just simply showing that the law is righteous and true. "For then, now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." Now I want you to notice that. Paul says it's not I that's doing this, but there's sin that's indwelling me that's causing this conflict and this turmoil and this chaos within my soul and in my spirit. "Now then, it is no more I that is doing it, but sin that dwelleth in me." And verse 18 explains what he means by the word "me." "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." And notice that. He says, "In my flesh dwells no good thing." Do you hear that? No good thing dwells in this old fleshly body, beloved. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23 tells us, and that's why this old flesh has to die, because it is indwelt by sin. Now he explains this, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not." That's where the conflict and the battle comes in. "For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Once again, he's emphasizing that there is sin indwelling our old physical body. This body is contaminated and infected with sin. And notice the law that he talks about. Verse 21, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Now this is a spiritual law, a law like the physical law of gravity. When you throw something up, it's going to come back down. That's what an airplane has to fight against as it travels through the air. It has to fight against the law of gravity. And so, beloved, we see this is a spiritual law, that when you set out to do something good and right, sin's going to raise its ugly head. It's going to try to interfere. It's going to try to keep you from it. Verse 22, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. I delight in God's law in my spirit. I rejoice in the spiritual truth, and I enjoy and revel in the truth of God's Word. But getting into the Word of God is where the battle comes in. That's where the conflict occurs, because the flesh doesn't want to read the Word of God. The flesh would rather read a newspaper. The flesh would rather read a book. The flesh would rather do something else than to get into the Word of God. And the flesh can give you all kinds of excuses why you don't have time to get into God's Word. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, in our spirit. But I see another law in my members. Now it's talking about the members of this fleshly body. I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Now, where's the law of sin at work? It's at work in the members of this physical body. And thus, beloved, this body is contaminated by sin. This body is indwelt by sin. There's indwelling sin in this old fleshly body. Now, we have the Holy Spirit indwelling our spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 tells us what? Every believer, know ye not that the Holy Spirit of God is dwelling in you? This is true, beloved. At salvation, John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, physical birth. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit, spiritual birth. And so the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit at salvation, applying the blood of Christ, making us pure and clean and holy within our spirit. And thus the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit, takes up his abode within us. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which ye have of God? And ye are not your own, for you're bought with a price. We are God's property, beloved. We belong to the Lord. He purchased us with his own shed blood and paid the price to redeem us from our sin. We're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Yes, beloved, this body belongs to the Lord. It's not our own to do with, in, and through whatever we want to do. It's God's property. We belong to Him. And our spirit is made pure and clean and indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. So we see the conflict and the struggle and the battle. And thus, 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 3 through 5 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Because, beloved, if you try to live a spiritual life with the energy of the flesh, you'll fail. It does not work. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not fleshly. But the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, beloved, a stronghold is built up in our flesh by sin and a habit that is developed through sin. But we can see strongholds pulled down, casting down imaginations. And there, beloved, is where strongholds work, is through our mind and our thinking. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We have the indwelling Holy Spirit to enable us to do this if we will choose to yield our thoughts to the Lord and to let Him give victory over the old flesh. Now, what is a stronghold? It is an area of our life where we allow sin to take a foothold, and from which sin can begin to take control of an individual's life. It's a stronghold in a person's life, an area of our life where we allow sin to take a foothold, and from which sin can begin to take control of a person's life, of their thoughts, of their words, of their actions, of their attitudes, etc. Now, an excellent illustration of a stronghold is pornography in a man, with a look or two at a picture of a woman that is seductive by showing some of her body that causes a man to lust. It stirs up evil desire and causes the man to want to see more. The more he looks at these types of pictures, the more he wants to look and lust. Each look is a brick of the stronghold that begins to be built up within that person's life. It becomes a stronghold and becomes a place from which sin is able to begin to take control in an individual's life. Till next time, goodbye.